there, you're listening to Film Companion Retake with me, Anupama Chopra and Rahul Desai, where we revisit a film from the past.
Hey everyone, I'm Anupama Chopra.
And I'm Rahul Desai.
And you're watching FC Retake. And as we always do, Rahul, we would first say it's been too long.
I won't say anything after this because it's been 8 months this time. And we make promises that we keep breaking.
So. I know. But listen, lots of people over the many years have talked to us about doing a retake of Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na, which is a film that I really love. And what better than the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of the film, to revisit it in. What was it like for you to go back to it?
I don't have to go back to it. It's imprinted in my mind. It's probably my favorite Hindi film of all time.
Really?
I've been waiting for this retake for decades, since I was born. And I was prepared the day I was born. But I mean, yeah, there's no end to it. I hope I let you speak eventually during this retake. But I see you've got a collector's item here.
Okay, listen. So here's the truth of it, folks. I did a review of Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na when it released. Yes, I've been doing it for 30 years,
it's inspiring,
which explains
honestly
Everything about me. But guys, here's the thing. Okay, now the question is, can I read it without glasses? No. Okay, sorry, we didn't plan for this.
This is funny. It says the 30 years thing.
Here's the book. It's a sort of collection of my writings over many, many years. But this goes back to actually when I was a correspondent at India Today magazine, which was my second job. My first was at Sunday magazine and then I joined India Today. And I'm so happy to read this. I was like, man, I have to find that review and it's not available on the net. At least I couldn't find it. But thanks to this collection, it is actually here. And I want to just read. So I did a little bit. Thank you. What does Karan say when he wears his glasses and coffee with Karan? Kuch, he says some. He has a line.
Which, yeah.
Budha pe ka chashma. So I cribbed a little bit about how it's sort of meandering and it doesn't do a few things nicely. But here is my last paragraph. With a budget of under rupees 1 crore, but with bags of imagination, Shah, Kundan Shah, has created as much poetry as is possible in mainstream Hindi cinema. Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na is the cinematic opposite of Khalnayak, which obviously had just released a few years ago, I think.
Yeah.
This movie weaves a quiet spell and somewhere in between the tears and the laughter whispers into our ears that maybe Sunil had it right after all, that perhaps the scurried search for a destination is futile, perhaps the journey is the destination.
You,
30 years ago.
You got it then. And I'm glad you liked it because then this conversation would not continue. I it's normally for me, that's mostly the icebreaker with a lot of people.
Really?
Because,
what do you say?
I mean, it's everyone's favorite question to film critics, right? What's your favorite film ever? That's the worst question.
Yeah.
But this is my one answer to everything. I was like, and you know, my history with this film is really long, obviously, because I was really young when it released. I didn't understand it, didn't like it at all when I watched it as 7 years old or something. But my dad's greatest contribution to my life was insisting that this is a great film.
Really?
Through the 90s. I fell for Dar, I fell for Bazigar, I fell for DDLJ.
Which released just before this
just
one.
Just a couple of months before that.
Yeah.
And later on I understood, you know, what the significance was. But I fell for all those more popular Shah Rukh films in the 90s. But it's only in the 2000s, once I started revisiting my favorite heroes films and started watching a little more of Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na, I realized that there was no comparison to it. And it's because I got older, I started understanding that not everything is do or die, not everything is life or death. I wrote a piece last year, 29 years for Film Companion. 29 is an odd number, but let's act like it's 30. I was revisiting that piece right now. And in that also, I've written that it's because I started growing older and started becoming more pragmatic, realizing that, you know, you miss a bus, it's not the end of the world. You fail your exams, it's not the end of the world. You keep getting heartbroken, it's fine. And it's very rare in the early 90s to see a film like that sandwiched between a DDLJ and a Dar and a Bazigar. You know, it's a bridge connecting all those films.
And this was the year of Hum Aapke Hain Kaun, 1994.
Right, also, yeah.
Imagine.
I know, that's a big year. Actually, yeah. But
so what about it, Rahul, continues to speak to you?
It's just how this entire slice of life genre that we've come to love over the years, the coming of age genre, this wasn't pretending to be sharp about it. It wasn't using a knife to tell us that. It was basically telling us that I won't even call Sunil a lovable loser or something. He's a very average kid with average ambitions, and he's technically, it's an artist origin story. Technically, it's a lot of things, but it just it's difficult to explain right now, but I can tell you that my relationship with the film has changed over the decades, not over the years, because I can tell you I felt the same way about it last year, I feel the same way this year. But it's just that everything about the film alludes towards like more mainstream tropes in the 90s, right? Like, you keep expecting the film to become something else.
Yeah.
You know, he's the third wheel in a love triangle. But he remains that third wheel.
Yeah.
He does not get the girl. And that's not normal in the 90s at all. Even now.
Even now. Who would make like, this film?
Yeah. And it's not. And, you know, and there are so many things. There are elements of his obsession in the film. Obsession that was romanticized by his previous films that a lot of us didn't know how to process as kids. But it never really takes that route. You know, it always stops short. Even when he fails his exams, his father's going to throw him out, but he goes till the gate.
Yeah.
He doesn't become a Ranbir Kapoor rock star character.
Correct.
He stays there, he goes back, and it becomes, and there are no like dramatic swishes, no theatrical swishes. And I don't know how it was, like I just realized that a lot of people thought the same way then, which is great, but it didn't happen immediately for me. But I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a companionship that's happened with the film.
That's so lovely. Yeah. That's so lovely. No, for me, I went back to see it for this conversation. Mm. I remembered a lot of it. What really stayed with me was, of course, Goga Kapoor.
Oh, my favorite.
As the Don, who's just this romantic at heart.
It feels like he's watched Agnipath too many times, which was great.
I loved
because him. He wasn't like it at all.
I loved him. And I loved that moment where you know, his sidekick, Vasco. The man in dreadlocks gets told ki note mat karo, feel karo, because the Don is just such a sentimental romantic.
Yeah.
But you know, to go back, Rahul, and to see it now is to also kind of, I'm really, really admiring of what Kundan and Pankaj Advani, who co-wrote the script, like just the courage of it.
Hmm.
Because finally, like, what is the story here? Kuch nahi hai. He loves this woman, you know, and he tells her, I love you.
Yeah.
And she's laughing at him and she's saying, oh, Sunil, whatever. You know, she doesn't take him seriously. Mm. There is a smarter looking, there's a better, richer rival who she finally leaves him for, you know. And uske alawa, what is your, like you said, where's the drama? The drama is, okay, he fakes his, I love that too.
The mark sheet.
He fakes the mark sheet and Anthony gives him first division and he's like, yes, at least thoda aur credible kya? Matlab, you know, make the lie more credible, which I thought was just hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know, the courage to kind of tell this story about it being okay to not be a superhero, not be heroic in every way. He, like you said, he's just an average guy.
Yeah.
And in an average house on an average street. I loved Nasruddin Shah's father, Braganza, who keeps insisting that everybody gives him lifts because all roads lead to God. I love that. I thought that was so funny. And, you know, just the, I thought the kind of humanity in it.
Hmm.
Which I feel like Kundan really brought to it, because, you know, of course, Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro is a classic that can never be matched.
Hmm.
But it offers a more curdled view of the world. And it is, there is an aftertaste of bitterness in it, which is what makes it so great. But this for me was just this kind of, there's just a sweetness and there's an acceptance and there's an inclusivity. I mean, look at that band.
I know. It was woke before woke was a thing.
Exactly.
So
you know, here's a band with what? Two Catholics, one Muslim, one Parsi. And they're all making music.
All faiths, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that till like much later. It was so normalized.
It was so normal. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what my father used to keep telling me. He was already like middle-aged by then. So I'm like, I don't get it. Like this, here's a film that is telling your son that it's okay to fail his exams. and he was like, no, wait 10 years or so. So yeah. Then, of course, that wasn't a license to do all that, but it's so reassuring. And for middle class people growing up in like smaller cities like me and like a lot of others I know, it was very calming to realize that the film was talking to us, was a representation of us. It wasn't aspirational.
Yeah.
It wasn't trying to be aspirational, saying you can be Raj, you can be Rahul, you can be all those characters. Those were reactions to life. This was life.
Correct.
And again, you know, these are things that obviously dawned on me much later, but I love that the film is constantly sort of torn between reality and fiction. It's always constantly suspended somewhere because it keeps telling you that, you know, let's see the films you watched. We'll do all those things, stop at a point and go back.
Yeah.
And that's why my favorite scene probably in Hindi cinema is the church scene.
The ring.
It starts with it, it ends with it. The ring.
The ring. Yeah.
And I've lost count of the amount of times I've written about it over the years in different contexts. And I realized that, and I was revisiting not the film but those pieces to see if my reading is still the same. It keeps changing every time. Like last year it was very different from say 10 years ago. And you know, the film starts with his dream, it ends with like a very realistic view of that dream.
Yeah.
And it was so heartbreaking because that as a child, when I watched it the first time, I remember telling my dad after coming back home, saying if he had found the ring, they would have gotten married, you know. And I was like, that was my reading, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And I always thought that that was the conceit of that scene till I grew older. And then I was like, he didn't say he saw the ring lying in the church because he probably wanted few more moments of just her not being married.
Yeah. And that lovely moment, that moment in that church scene where he looks at his sister.
Oh man, the sister's reaction was just...
Oh my God, and she is crying and I was just weeping in front of my computer watching this. And I was like, what is wrong with
it
me?
Still works,
it still works.
It still works, yeah.
You know, she just looks at him and he's looking at her and he was so lovely.
I know.
He was so lovely.
It was, and you keep, the another thing, like, I'd like to believe when the piece came out last year, Shah Rukh read it because he quoted something that was very similar.
I love it.
Winning the moment by losing the day, which was a play on the Bazigar line, obviously, very famous line. But that's what Sunil was. And that's what, in the end, to see that church scene, and again, I've seen it. I don't even need to watch the film to enjoy, to cry during that scene.
Correct.
But yeah, that reaction, that same, those same eyes we saw in Dar in a different context.
Yeah.
Those same eyes we saw in Bazigar in different contexts.
Would you agree that the same eyes you saw for a flash in DDLJ when she says, I'm going to get married.
Yes.
And he says, main nahi
aunga. Yes, main nahi aunga. That's another moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's again, like, I'm so glad you brought that moment.
Yeah.
But that's exactly that.
Yeah.
And see the different Shah Rukhs and see the different contexts. And that's why Kabhi Aa Kabhi Na stands the test of time for me. All the others are movies.
Hmm.
And yeah, they continue. Of course, they're lovely characters in the film. Nasiruddin Shah, I didn't even know who he was then. But I always thought of him as a real father, like a real priest. And it was lovely because he was the embodiment of the attitude of the film, saying, you know, chalta hai.
Yeah.
Ho jayega.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not, you fail, you make a you make mistakes, there is mistakes.
You
lie,
lies.
You manipulate.
Yeah.
He character assassinates Anna.
Absolutely.
At some point. He
yeah.
lies to Chris about her, portrays her as someone else. And just that yearning in that film could have turned into all kinds of toxic obsession.
Absolutely.
Which we see in films now, which we used to see in films there.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it didn't. And I'm so glad we can keep going back to something like that. I'm not going to use the word innocence, that, you know, it used to be innocent time films. It's to be people like that. But in the end, for all the mistakes he made, he sort of paid for it also.
He did.
You know,
he did. Was, that party scene where he admits that he's faked his mark sheet.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very tough moment to be in, you know, so and the fact that they, but there is a certain sweetness and even an innocence now in that scene that the mother st- starts to sing, you know, Wo Toh Hai Albela.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's just the kind of affection with which that entire community comes around him, gathers around him, and eventually he sort of persuades the father to also forgive him.
Yeah.
I felt there was a certain kind of just a sweetness in it that, I don't know, now if somebody even told you this, ki, oh, there'll be a party scene, or wo gana gaegi maa, or phir ek neighbor gana gaega in the same voice.
It won't, yeah. In the same voice.
In the same voice. Every neighbor has the same voice. And then he's forgiven. Yeah. You just say that's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah. Hai na? But it works.
It works, yeah. That scene is really difficult to watch even for me today. I'm like, you get second-hand embarrassment, second-hand humiliation as a kid when you're watching it, of what he's felt and what he's done, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And that for us was a crime back then. If you fail, first of all, and then lie about failing. Yeah. Like, that's how we were brought up. And I actually once lied to my parents about marks in some exam when I was in school, inspired by this, thinking that someone will rescue me in the end, everyone will come together and they'll forgive me. I wasn't forgiven for a week. So, film
that
still,
didn't go well.
Yeah, the escapism still is there, but it's also rooted in a very nice sort of pragmatism.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Which is also what finally the Don tells you at the end. Na?
Yeah.
Life mein to kabhi haan, kabhi na, hota hi rehta hai.
Yeah, again. And you know that Juhi Chawla cameo.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of 90s cameos, and I think this was right up there because
it was fab.
It was because we had just seen them in Dar.
Yeah.
And anyone who knew the context might get creeped out by it. But it was such a lovely role reversal of things. And of course, Don coming in the end was a nice touch.
Yeah. But do you think, Rahul, that they could make a film like this today? I mean, imagine with like the hottest young star, though he wasn't the hottest young star when they shot
wasn't.
For
it. I think that was the charm, right, of the film also. That you're taking someone who's actually broken out by playing a villain, playing an anti-hero of sorts in a couple of films.
Yeah.
And turning that entire reputation on the audience who now loves him suddenly. First of all, it'd be too glossy today. I don't think you can retain that old world charm of Goa in the 90s.
Yeah.
The way Kundan Shah sees places, I don't think anyone else sees them. Of course, you can't make it in Goa because of what it is now.
Correct.
And yeah, it's easy to say that sure, a film like this can be written, but there'd be a lot of nostalgia in it. It'd be reaching for the 80s and the 90s. It won't be reflective of the time we are in today.
Yeah.
And the fact is, it's not as innocent anymore. We have cell phones now. There's no, and that entire plot would have changed with cell phones.
Correct.
It always happens.
Correct.
So yeah, no, I don't think we can make something like that. But that's why I liked like a decade ago, Ek Main Aur Ek Tu, because again, it was about a guy who does not have a happily ever after.
Yeah.
And again, that film may not have worked, but it stands the test of time in a lot of our memories.
Yeah, yeah. But it's amazing how even now, 30 years later, it's so rare to have that.
Yeah.
Where the man and the woman are not together and they're still friends, or they can still be complete in themselves. Even now, how often do you see it?
Yeah, you don't see it. And it's all about marketing. It's about whether the audiences will accept it. People make films for the audiences. See, we don't like a lot of films reflecting life. A lot of them are called parallel cinema and art house cinema because of that. But we tend to pigeonhole these kind of stories as saying, nahi yaar, ye, it's too realistic. What is the difference between me and you then? Type. Like, that's how Shah Rukh looked also in the 90s, right? That floppy hair. That,
correct.
And I was looking for a blue t-shirt today also, which he wears throughout the film. I couldn't find it.
But, Gauri did his costumes.
I saw the name.
Yes, yes. She was in charge of the costumes. Farah Khan did the choreography.
Yeah, very familiar name.
You know, Renu Saluja edited the film. So it was like a top-notch cast and crew.
Yeah, it was. And
and Ashutosh Gowarikar as that drummer.
As the drummer.
Love him.
I mean, there was even our, I think, Aditya Lakhe, who was Kachra in Lagan.
Yes, yes.
A lot of them.
He
very
was
familiar
Tony.
Faces.
Yeah, a lot of familiar faces. And I love the, you know, the fact that, of course, he plays in a band, which allows you to put in all this amazing music.
Yeah.
And that set piece Don song in the nightclub.
Yeah.
You know, that idea. That, and of course, he's playing it humorously, right? But the idea that even the bad guys have a backstory and they are also human, you know, and that they can be moved and love art. I think it was just fabulous.
That was that entire arc of like a Don having a tragic backstory and a breakup basically. That gave me a sense of humor in the 90s. I was like, I get it. And that's another thing also, like my dad insisted saying, this is funny.
Correct.
It's not dark, it's not self-serious, it's funny.
It is funny.
And I'm very glad for the fact that they made Sunil a misunderstood artist, right? Like, because of course, like any other era, being a musician, your parents are against it, everyone is against it. But the fact that his art was always shining through, that's what he was getting fans within, like even the manager and the Don, which I'll never get over. But yeah, that entire scene, which you mentioned, the note mat karo, feel karo, is you watch it without any context today, and I challenge someone not to be confused about whether it's sad or funny. Like it's hilarious.
It's
and
magic.
Virendra Saxena, I realized much later it was him.
That's right.
He looked nothing like him, like at all. And these are all in jokes, right? Like these are Goan stereotypes. I get it, but because we saw Josh less than 10 years later, it was a very different Goa in that film.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, Shah Rukh.
But
a very
favorite.
Different.
Yeah. In Kabhiya Kabina, there's no better performance of Shah Rukh. I think even he said that bunch of times.
Yeah, I think he's, or maybe him or Gauri have talked about how that character was the closest to who he was or is.
At that point of time, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always one. I'm glad it's that film for him.
Yeah.
And it's not Dara Bhaskar. but I totally get it because the casting really worked because of that, because of where he was in his career.
Because of
the fact that he wasn't trying to be like an action hero or romantic hero at that point.
He's not projecting at all.
Yeah. And there was just unadorned.
Such rawness, almost.
Okay, I'm just like this guy who has no idea what he's going to do for the next few years. And it's very rare a Hindi film does that.
So, of course, there was Anna, as they kept saying. Never Anna, but Anna.
I still say Anna. They can say whatever they want. That's fine.
And, you know, we all fell in love with her because of how Shah Rukh looked at her. And from the beginning, from that moment when he went to pick her up on the railway station after, of course, puncturing poor Deepak Tijori, Chris's car. She was just the great object of affection for everyone.
Yeah, she was, because of the kind of heroine Shah Rukh was opposite in the 90s, Anna for me was always probably the most mysterious character in his filmography then. I looked at her almost like, at least in the 90s when I was growing up, sort of getting into that phase where you have crushes, where you, start falling in love with heroines. I started looking at Anna as more of an ideal, like it's sort of a, like the way Shah Rukh looks at...
Of the girl next door.
The way Shah Rukh imagines Maya in Dil To Pagal Hai, to put it very bluntly. That's, okay, there is someone like that, and there is someone like that in a film like this. And of course, you're right about the fact that, it's entire plausible that there's Shah Rukh Sunil, there's Deepak Tijori's Chris, she's probably the object of affection of many people in Goa at that point.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they started it in the same way that Almost Dar started.
Yeah.
With the train.
Yeah.
And
waiting
for her to... And I always used to get confused. Is it Juhi Chawla or Suchitra Krishnamurthy coming back? And that says a lot also.
But he also echoes Deewana Rahul in that whole motorcycle.
Does, of course.
Which is, of course, the iconic entry of Shah Rukh in the movies a motorcycle on that Marine Drive flyover.
And
I love that moment where in the film he's on that motorcycle and Chris is in his fancy red car and they're both parallel.
They're
both heading to Anna.
Yeah.
Loved it. So Rahul, with that, let's take some comments. Rashmataz85 says, these retake sessions are living proof that movie viewing is such a subjective experience and beauty indeed lies in the eyes of the beholder. In this case, the reviewer and the critic. What you disliked and did not buy into a few years earlier suddenly feels heartfelt and sweet when viewed several years later. This is so true. Which is why I think critiquing a movie right after its release is so unfair for filmmakers, as the subjective view of the reviewer, which can be influenced by the mood, the situation, the life stage, etc., of the reviewer, ends up impacting how many people end up going to a theater to watch a movie. We should make our own decisions based on the trailer and not based on the subjective opinions of a few critics.
Wow, that comment started with like something I'd be proud of quoting
quickly
in a review, and that escalated as something anti-critic. But I agree with most of that.
Yeah.
Of course, in an ideal world, you'll review it, you'll take your time and review stuff like that. But that's why we have things like retake.
You know,
like we can look back on things and tell you that it is a subjective experience.
Yeah.
And I
does change.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Horse saying that, you know, this is how it is. That's not set in stone.
Correct.
It's your, like, these films, they don't grow on you. It's you who grow up and, you know, see them differently.
Correct. The film doesn't change. You do.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've said this about
it. But which doesn't in any way take away from the fact that we will go there on Friday morning, watch it and review it.
Nice time capsule to have.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. The next one is Tuhin Bhattacharji. Anupama ma'am, you have said you have never quite liked Veer Zara. Maybe time for a retake, please. And it is going on in cinemas also right now, actually.
Yes, yes, we could do a retake of Veer Zara. You know, honestly, truthfully, I don't remember a lot of it. I wish to God my cinematic memory was as good as yours, Rahul.
Yeah.
However, I've done it for 30 years.
Is there a Veer Zara review also there inside? No.
No. Okay. So I would love to. I would love to. I remember swooning in the song.
Yeah.
But I don't remember actually disliking it, but I don't know. Mm. I would love to revisit it again. So the next one is by Shakal Pe Mat Ja Pandu 3077. Compliments on that handle. He says, or she says, surely I shall watch it again. Also, Anu ma'am, as aise wale interview mein aapko dekh ke lagta hai, aap hum hi jaise ho. But Wikipedia pe jab aapka kaam dekhte hain, to dar lagta hai. It's so studious. Studious? I don't know. What? I guess that's a compliment.
I think it's a compliment.
Okay.
And you're saying like you're like them, but they can relate to you. But then when they read our reviews, I think
we're studious.
We're a little intimidating sometimes.
Listen, I am exactly like the front bencher. Please, I've never had any illusions about that. You are more highbrow.
Highbrow. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like your taste is more sophisticated. I mean,
you're feeding a lot of trolls as we speak. I think they're going to use this as a gif for the rest of our lives. But sure, I'll take it. Okay, so the next comment is, this is my favorite segment, not only of the channel, but entire YouTube.
Wow.
You need to do this more often, at the very least once a month. Also, I would love you to retake My Name is Khan, which I remember Miss Anupama Chopra didn't love very much, but it is more prevalent today than ever. Also, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna and Black. And I'm supposed to be the studious one. You didn't like anything they are saying.
This is true. I was not a big fan of Kabhi.
My Name is Khan.
My Name is Khan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I felt like, again, his performance I thought was very, very sort of heartfelt, and he really put himself into it. But for me, it all kind of collapsed in that climax.
Hmm.
When the water came and the floods began, and,
right,
and it kind of sort of didn't hold together after that. But of course, Karan has always said that if his name was Karan Kashyap, we would have treated My Name is Khan differently. We just didn't take it seriously because of him. Listen, happy to do any and all of these retakes. So Rahul, it's time for us to behave better.
Yeah, we will be back soon. I'm not going to give any time frame.
but before 8 months.
Oh no, for sure. That's very easy. That's the bar is very low.
The bar is low. We will be back. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.